Blog Talk Radio. XBN, the Sex Worker Broadcast Network, at xxbn.net, broadcasting from Raleigh-Durham, Chapel Hill, a service of Swap East Media.
Okay.
I
Hello,
really
everybody.
Don't like that music.
Welcome
I'm
to the
serious.
So, Tommy, what is it about you and that music that you just don't like?
Who listens to that?
I mean, somebody does.
This is not some Aladdin techno club.
Oh, boy, not with the Aladdin techno club again.
It's what it sounds like, some Aladdin music. And then it's time some techno stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
I hear some glow sticks, you can get going.
Well, you know, that's going to be the new jam for next year, you know, 2009, you know what I'm saying? That's the jam right there. That's how they're going to turn everything around. Okay.
Not in the United States.
Yeah, sure, yeah. You'll be dancing to it in the club. Yeah, you will. They'll see you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, once I take a trip overseas.
Okay. About all you're going to do. But anyway, everybody, welcome to Keeping It Real, Hot and Fresh with your boy Zach and your boy Tommy and your girl Tori is out, but you got your two boys here. So this is SSBN, Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight and listening to us. Hope everybody had a good week.
Whew,
I know I did. Tommy, so let me say this. On Saturday, Tommy, I'm going to really need you to tell me to not miss my drinks. Would you believe that Saturday night I went to this little bar downtown Raleigh, and you know what I'm saying? You know, I was doing fine at first. I was doing fine. You know, I was sober. You know what I'm saying? I had just got off of work. So I just got off of work. And so, you know what I'm saying? You want to relax some. So I had went to this bar with my friends or whatever. I had got like my Hurricane. And my second drink, I got this pineapple or something, I don't know, pineapple, mango or something. Third drink, motorcycle. Fourth drink, I got a cranberry vodka. So I'm pretty sure you know by now I mixed all my drinks. I was gone. Would you believe that we had went to IHOP afterwards? I don't know how I got to IHOP. All I know is I didn't eat at IHOP. I was in the bathroom the whole time throwing up. I just felt like I had to tell that story to somebody. You know.
So what did all those drinks look like coming up? A mixed drink?
Very clear, with a lot of bubbles in it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's too much information.
Well, you son of ass. But anyway,
I
for everybody, tonight
bubble
we have...
Bubble part.
Bubble part. What's wrong with that?
Too much.
Ain't all that. Anyway, now I think about it, I believe I had passed out too. I was in the stall, right, and I was about to fall asleep throwing it the whole time. And then when I got in the car, I had turned on my car, turned on the heat because it was cold, and I remember just passing out. I probably passed out for a good 15 to 20 minutes with the car just running.
Yeah. Now, everybody, we're gonna listen to what he just said. He got in his car after he's been pissy drunk, toe up.
Oh, I didn't say that.
Uh-huh. He said he's drunk, toe up, got in his car. And cut the heat on.
Yeah, but I didn't drive.
Yeah,
I worked.
You didn't say that, but I got a feeling you drove.
No, no, not me. No, I don't need no DWI. DUI. No. I didn't drive, people. I was very safe. Thank you.
I'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. But anyway. Everybody, we have a lot of topics for you tonight, a lot of good things. That's not a lot of good things. You know, we're going to let you know some hot stuff that's going on. let you know of some new things that's going on. And we also got some fresh stuff for you, too. So, let's get to the first. Got some fresh things for them. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you hear about the stimulus check, too?
About who?
The stimulus check.
You know, yeah, tell me about the stimulus check. Remember, I was the one telling you about the stimulus check.
Now, what is the problem with it? No, it's not Bush. It's Barack Obama wants to have one ready for him once he gets in office.
Exactly. How much is it going to be is all I want to know.
It's probably going to be around the same thing, I would imagine.
Well,
I don't imagine it being too high, but he's supposed to have one ready for him when he gets in office, which
January. Yeah, January. But that's kind of funny because, I think Bush has somewhat to do with it because I remember, you know, Reed that Bush was going to try to get out too. So I think it's Bush and Barack. They're both, you know, kind of coming together to try to get one out. But, yeah, I think Bush has somewhat of a hand in it. You know what I'm saying? I guess he's like, you know what I'm saying, he done messed up, you know, the economy. I guess he gives another check. So that we shut up. Anybody gonna shut up? Mm-mm. But I'll take the check, though.
Well, they're supposed to be talking about doing the bailout plans for automakers, too.
Yeah.
Him and Barack Obama, they're gonna. They have talked about that. He said he's gonna tell Barack Obama about his plans to do it or not. Because, you know, GM and Ford and Chevrolet and all of them. I think they're having a tough time right now.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they had like record lows for car sales and truck sales or whatever.
Yeah.
And did you hear GM drop Tiger Woods?
No, I didn't hear that. They dropped them.
Yeah. Because you know that was like, he was with Buick. I think it was Buick. And he was doing all the like stuff with him and all that. Was it Buick? I think it was. But, yeah, he was doing all, like, the advertising and stuff for them, and they was giving him free cars and all that and money.
Because he cost too much. That's what I thought.
Oh, yeah. He made his money, that's for sure.
Yeah. Oh, he's dead.
Where his stimulus check at? He need to hand out one.
You know what I'm saying?
I find it a little funny. All these billionaires in the world, they can't, like, put something together and hand out some money?
You know, it's sad. I mean, it really is because whenever you have that much money, you're right.
And this is on a yearly income. These people are making $40 billion a year, $20 billion
a year. Billions.
Hand out some money.
Yeah. Right, you know, I mean, like a lot of folks be like, yeah, I'm going to help myself and my family. That's nice. I'm pretty sure your family is well set. Now it's time to help some other folks.
Their family was set a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm pretty sure, like, you know, there's some people that be like, well, that's something they can do with it as they please. But, I mean, come on, now, one person with that much money, especially when there's so many people that's struggling and stuff, I mean, And I don't mean, like, give your money to charities, because you really don't. I mean, you know what I'm saying. You give your money to charities, but you don't really know where it's going. I mean, I really help somebody that you can actually see where your money is going. You can see how you're helping them. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah.
It don't make no sense. Because Oprah?
Well, Oprah, I mean, she just hit billion, like, a couple years ago.
I don't care if she's there.
But, yeah, she is there. I think she had that problem when she gave all them people those cars, but they couldn't pay for them.
You know, Oprah ain't right.
They could pay the taxes on them or something like that. She gave away all the cars, and she got in trouble for that.
Oprah ain't right. You know, how are you going to get somebody a car, but you got to pay the high price taxes? She ain't right.
That was funny.
It was very funny, but that was very Oprah. But all I can say is I'm very, very, very happy with Barack Obama. I mean, I'd be looking at him on the news. I mean, I've only heard good stuff. You know what I'm saying? He's not even in the seat yet. He's not even in office yet. But all I've heard is good stuff, what he's trying to do. He's trying to make a move. And that's good. You know, I mean, even if he don't succeed at everything he wants to do, I mean, just as long as, you know what I'm saying, he try his hardest, I think that would mean more to people. You know what I'm saying? Because like people want to know that that their president is fighting, you know, for them and the country and everything, and he's really definitely doing it. You know, just like you said, he's trying to get a stimulus check out for people. You know, he's trying to he's just doing his thing. I'm just happy. I'm just happy to see that.
But he's got to, though. The position he's in, with this whole financial crisis that we're in, he's got more than his work cut out for him. But he's putting together the team of people to try to fix everything.
It really is.
And he said things probably will get worse before they get better. I mean, people just can't expect him to jump in office and boom, you know, there's 2 million jobs created, and then there's, you know, the financial market, the housing market, and everything is just improved. It's not going to go down like that.
I mean, I hope people don't think that. That'd be too silly. But Tommy, but speaking of silly, have you heard about this game called the Choking Game?
No, I know when this guy I used to work with, he had some kind of choking thing where you like pass out, and people used to do it. He was going to try to do that move on me, and of course, you know, I didn't go for that. I'm like, nah, nope. We're not going down that road.
Well,
he's like, nah,
well,
it's fun. I'm like, nah.
No, it's not fun. It's dangerous, and it can be deadly. Because I was looking at the news last night, and they actually had a guy who died from this choking game. I mean, basically what it is, it's like you choke yourself, or you can choke somebody up until they pass out. And see, it's supposed to be some kind of high, you know what I'm saying, that they get off of. And so for it turned, it had a deadly turn, and this guy died. And then his parents, you know, they was on TV last night, you know, telling kids, you know, to not do it and all this kind of stuff. I was like, I mean, smoking weed is one thing to get a high, but choking yourself?
This girl, she was on TV. She was like inhaling, I think it was computer cleaner or something like that.
Yeah,
we'll get like a 2 minute high from it, I think that they said. The high is like instant. It's like an instant high. But you only get like a 2 minute high from it, but you kill your brain cells and it eventually will kill you. But the girl was going to the store every day buying cans and cans of like this computer cleaner. Well, she just be inhaling it. People do stupid stuff. I've seen people at the gas pump, like with the nozzle cuffed in their hands and just inhaling the gas.
That made no sense. I mean,
I'm not gonna lie. I mean, none of them were black, but I'm just saying.
I see. Yeah, you had to put it on display, didn't you?
I had to throw that out there. None of these people were black that I've seen. I'm not saying that black people don't do it. I'm just saying I've never seen anybody do that.
I mean, you know. I mean, that's just like with the whiteout. You know what I'm saying? It's just a different whiteout. I mean, why did it give me a headache, you know what I'm saying, when I be smelling it? I'm trying to say, how can somebody just sniff it like that? Well, I mean, that's some crazy folks in this world.
You still are.
I mean, and then another thing, too, is, I mean, like whenever they die, you know what I'm saying, they put it all in the news, this person died because of this, but it's kind of like, okay, well, can I really feel bad because this person died because he deliberately was choking himself until he passed out? Because he wanted a high. I mean, how can you feel bad for somebody like that? That's just like me, you know what I'm saying, going out there because I want to cut my arm off to see how much can I bleed or something. I mean, are you going to feel bad because I lost my arm? Man, come on, people.
It should be common sense. There's a fine line between choking yourself till you pass out and getting choked to death.
Yeah.
There's not a big margin of error right there. I ain't gonna lie, I choked somebody until they passed out. It was an accident. I honestly said it was an accident. But, you know, I was worried about it because I thought they were dead.
Okay, sounds like we have a murderer on the line. Any policeman out there? Oh, come on.
Cops don't want none of this. Never take me alive.
That choking folks. But yeah, that was crazy. I thought that was really crazy. Crazy.
It's your kind
but,
of people.
Hmm?
It's your kind of people.
No, they ain't my type of people. That's your type of people. That's, you know what I'm saying? That's the type of people that you like to go club with, you know. They have it on rock and roll looking clothes on, looking crazy. And you right there with them.
Yeah, right.
I don't do that kind of foolish man.
From the way you describe the way they dress, that sounds like your kind of people.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
You know, skinny
Come
jeans,
on,
that type of thing.
Skinny J. Ooh! Skinny J. For the jeans, you ain't never seen me in no skinny jeans. Don't even try
That's
to
not,
play
not
me.
Lying. You got them straight leg Wrangler jeans on from Walmart.
No, Walmart, please. You're not from Walmart. That's you. That's you at Walmart and Kmart. I seen you. No,
you
don't even try. Yeah, I seen
you.
But don't listen. I saw you. People don't listen to him. I don't step into Walmart. And there's a difference between a straight leg and a skinny leg. Just because you ain't got no money to go shopping, I mean, dang.
It won't matter. Straight leg, skinny leg. You never see me in either one of them.
That's because you can't fit in all.
What you trying to say? I'm fat.
Well, hey, I mean, you done said it. It's out there now.
I am 230 pounds and proud.
230 people, 230. Oh, you hear them, don't you?
230, possibly 235, but still, I am not much bigger than that.
Oh, don't listen to him. We're going to move on.
Yes, sir, I'm not much bigger than him.
Yes, you
are. The only difference is I'm all muscle, he's all bones.
You're not muscle, that's fat. I don't think 230, I'm nowhere near 230. How can you say that?
I didn't say we weigh the same. I said we're about the same size.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
What? Now, what is your waist size? 40.
Well, it doesn't matter.
So anyway, moving
yeah,
on.
I wear a 40 and what? A 40
uh-oh,
no bill.
Uh-oh,
sometimes.
Uh-oh. He get mad.
40
so,
no bill.
Um,
two, mostly 3 and 4 XTs.
Mm-hmm.
So, and your point is?
They ain't clean, though.
Oh. I like ruining my clothes. Just because you wear 28 jeans and a medium tee don't mean nothing.
That's not some medium.
Medium.
What
American Abercrombie events?
I mean, okay. Where you shop at again? What that place, Big and Tall? What that Big and Tall was?
Dang, man.
I mean, can I move on? But anyway.
You new low-rise bootcut jeans.
No. Wait, hold on. Now, don't hate on the low-cut boot, the low-rise bootcut jeans. Now, those are very, very nice. On
oh,
me,
my
anyway.
God.
They're nice on me.
You can keep that.
No, keep that. Okay, well, Dad, Mr. Baggy Trash Bag Man Pants, what's up? Can you take out my trash right quick?
Hey, when you get a new van coming out? I know you got them.
Not the vans, huh?
Dad, what? More them boathouse shoes.
Are y'all there? What you got, them boat boots?
Dang, yeah, they call Timberlands.
Okay, you go there, draw the tree on it. I got you. A little twig.
It's all good.
Uh-uh.
You and them chucks you be wearing, things is not right. No.
Hold up. My grandma, hold up, my Snoop. You know what I'm saying? Snoop got the chucks.
Snoop got the chucks. You are not Snoop.
Hey, it ain't trying to be.
I get on Snoop too. Them big colored skinny pants and them long chucks. You don't go on with it.
What is up with Snoop trying to do country? What's up with that? Come on now.
I don't know.
Well, you know, I mean, I guess whenever you get that age and stuff, you know, I guess he felt like he's about done it all, so now he's trying to do country. Country, though?
Well, he said he feels like he's really grown up now.
Okay, and we're going to move on. So, speaking of music, all of you TLC fans out there, you know what I'm saying, that like TLC.
Right. All five
right.
of y'all.
All five of y'all. Gonna give y'all we're going to give you some TLC information. Okay, so y'all know Lisa Left Eye Lopez. She had an untimely death back in 2002. Tommy, can you believe it's been 6 years since she's been dead?
It's hard to believe. She was the best-looking one in the group, too.
Wait a minute now. You're gonna...
By far. Oof.
Okay, well, that's opinionated here. Keep moving. However, Lisa Left Eye Lopez, she does have an album coming out that's been put together by producers and her family. You know, they're trying to keep her legacy, you know, alive, keep it going. For y'all that probably do know and may not know, she did have an album back in 2001 that was never released in the United States. However, it was released in other parts of the world, but never here. So that kind of, you know, that kind of hurt Lisa. So it's taken a while, taken about 6 years, but here she is. You know, she finally got another album coming out. It's actually called iLegacy. They have some bonus a bonus DVD with it. It's about 11 tracks. Lisa Left Eye Lopez, she does have a website out, so if you want to go there, it's www.lefteyelegacy.com all together. Again, that's www.lefteyelegacy.com all together. The album is supposed to drop January the 27th of next year. Yeah, let's see what else they got. They're really trying to promote it. So she's having a foundation. I can't even talk. Having a foundation for her Left Eye Foundation 5th anniversary for the iLegacy. That's going to be in New York City in January. There isn't an actual date yet, but they are accepting sponsorship requests, celebrity requests, and media requests. So for more information on that, go to www.lisalopezfoundation.org. And that is your Left Eye entertainment news. Okay? But yeah, but I miss her. You know what I'm saying? But T-Boz, you know what I'm saying? T-Boz still there.
T-Boz.
Yeah, T-Boz. You know T-Boz.
T-Boz. The Transformer.
Okay, so
T-Boz.
Anyway. Where your mama? I thought I heard you calling. But anyway, yeah. However, also as we're promoting, me and Tommy got something to promote. Ain't that right, T?
You're right.
Well, tell him what it is, bruh.
You tell him what it is.
But he don't even know what it is. Everybody, we now have our MySpace page, okay? We have a MySpace page, so all of our listeners, you can finally go to our page, you know what I'm saying, give us your comments, give us your thoughts, give us your arguments. We want it all, you know what I'm saying? So it's now up and running. The address is www.myspace.com/realhotfresh. All together. There's no and in it. It's just real hot fresh. So, again, that's myspace.com/realhotfresh. Now, we don't have no pictures up there yet. You know what I'm saying? All that's still coming. But, however, you know what I'm saying, just go there. Let us know how you're feeling about the show and, you know, anything you want us to talk about on the show. We here for you. You know what I'm saying? So, give us your thoughts. And then, right, Tommy.
Y'all take it easy on Vic. We all know he's ugly, but you don't have to tell him.
I'm sorry. I don't understand.
This picture ain't on there yet anyway, so don't worry about it.
Yeah. Well, good thing yours ain't.
Oh, you. I'm where all your friends going to come from anyway.
Well, you know, it's a good thing they can't smell either.
What you trying to say now?
No, I understand because, you know how like on some stuff keep people out, you know, of certain places. Well, I think your scent would keep our listeners out, you know, from logging in if they could smell you. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. I ain't feeling bad.
I wear X.
Do you?
X.
No, I more like folks get the X for their rest.
And if y'all don't know, X is where it's at. Cheap,
mm-hmm.
It is. Smells great,
mm-hmm.
It does.
Yeah.
And if you wear the right kind, you will get the X effect. If you don't know what X effect
yeah.
is, you better buy you a can.
Uh-oh. You don't talk somebody up.
They don't want that.
That one, huh? Whatever. You're all keeping it real hot and fresh with Tommy and Zach. This is XSBN. Call us, state your name.
President Ganji.
I'm sorry, excuse me?
Just call me Mr. Ganji.
Mr. Ganji.
Okay.
My name is Mr. Ganji. I have been on this terrible upper radio program in the past.
You've been on this terrible radio, what?
Why do I have to repeat every single thing I say over and over? I said that I have been on this terrible awful radio program in the past.
And
why? If it's so terrible, why are you on it again?
Exactly.
To make it better.
Okay, well,
I want to file a complaint. It must be to manager.
Okay, well, you're speaking to two hosts right here, so what's the complaint?
Did I say I want to speak to two hosts? I said I must speak to the manager.
Then
well,
you call
we are,
number to speak to the manager, because this is
right.
The manager. We run this show, and this is from another company, so you got the wrong number.
Yeah, so you might need to try again. Sorry, Mr. Ganji.
No. I called in to XXBN.
Yeah, this is XXBN, but there are no managers up here. Anyway, what can we do for you? What is your complaint? I mean, what's wrong?
Well, first, you play terrible music.
Okay, we don't actually play that music. That music plays by itself. We wouldn't play nothing like that in the first place.
No, we wouldn't.
That is not on us.
Well, who can I contact to file a complaint?
Well, you'll need to write to the manager or producer of XSBN. You'll be able to find that somewhere on our website. And then just write your heart away and let them know. I mean, hey, we are actually with you.
Well, what is his name? What is his name? I want to speak to general manager of XXXBN.
Okay, but right now you are on the radio, so we'll need to talk about this a little bit later.
No, I am not. No, I am using I'm using a landline. I am not using a cell phone.
Huh?
Well,
no,
I
said you're on. Right. You're on the air.
Well, no, I am not in a plane.
Huh? Oh. That's nice. So, is there anything we can do for you? Because we are kind of running a show here.
Well,
hello?
Yes, I want to speak to you about this topic.
Okay, well,
you
have
just said you wanted
to
file a complaint, but now you want to speak about the topic.
Yes, that is what I want to do.
Okay, well, if that's the case, the point is, everybody, we are going to go into our topic, and our topic is about children and parents and children getting spanked by their parents. So, you know, a lot of people feel this is right to spank your children. A lot of people think it's not right to physically beat your children. So when is it not okay to spank your child?
Well, it is always okay to spank your child. It is always okay to spank your child.
Well, no. Well, yeah, but what? But the point is, what they're trying to say is experts are trying to say that actually physically beating your children is starting to be against the law. I mean, because I just was reading on the internet where they're trying to pass this no spank bill. I mean, you know.
That is nonsense. That is why we have no homosexuals in India.
What?
Okay. There was a whole program on TV about the no bisexuals in India and all that kind of stuff. Y'all do have people over there that are gay.
No, well, exactly. Maybe three. Maybe three.
Oh, three.
First goes from none to three, so you know three.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I have studied this, and I believe it is three, maybe four.
How are you going to know who's what? I mean, what, are they coming up telling you, oh, I'm gay, so you can mark me down? How are you going to know who's gay? I mean, unless you just know because it's obvious, but what are you talking about?
Indian culture is much different. Did you know what the caste system is?
You know what?
Are you familiar with the caste system? There is a system in India, it is called the caste system. And people are born and they must stay in their caste, which is where they belong. And if you are untouchable, you are untouchable. You may not touch anyone above you. You may not look at them. You must know your place in your caste. And if you are untouchable, your job is to live in trash.
Live in trash?
What does this have to do with spanking kids?
Yeah, and I think that's why a lot of people... It has nothing to do with spanking kids. So we're going to step back on the topic of spanking kids. So, Mr. Gandhi, if you do want to continue with us, let's talk about spanking kids. What age is considered too young to spank a child? Tommy, what age do you think is too young to spank a child?
Technically, like, spank them, not just, like, pop them. Probably anything younger than, probably young, 1.5, depending on your child, because people, kids learn different rates.
Exactly.
I got a nephew that's, like, 2. And he knows a lot, a whole lot. And he knew a lot when he was like 1.5. So, yeah, he could get spanking. But
he knows too much.
It depends on your kid.
But I must tell you that I beat my son Bapu with cane.
No, you shouldn't beat him with the cane. Well, but if you wanna call in, listeners to get in on this topic, 646-200-3136, or you can go to our MySpace page now and let us know, www.myspace.com/realhotfresh, all together, no and.
That is a nonsense program name. It is too hard to remember. This keep it in cold, fresh, and spring, or whatever your program is, it upsets me.
Why
is it too hard to remember? You remember the phone number to call in.
That's funny,
well, that's
yeah.
If you remember the phone number, you can remember
it. No. But look, it is right there. It says call-in number, 646-200-3136. That is
okay,
easy.
It says a call-in number. That's all it says. If you can find it on the website, you should be able to find where to talk to the manager or something.
Yeah.
Well, who is the manager? I want to.
Mr. Gandhi, we're not the manager, but however, we are getting off the topic again. We would like for you to stay with us, but if you're gonna keep getting off the topic, we are gonna have to ask you to leave.
Leave my country?
Okay, so
right.
Should parents spank their children? Okay, so Ashley online, I found some good information. It says, according to the National Family Violence Survey and a number of research studies, over 90% of parents use some form of punishment that involves inflicting physical pain when disciplining their children. It says, in considering this statistic, the question that comes to mind are, can spanking our children lead to them having emotional problems in the future? No.
Spanking teaches them discipline.
Yeah, it does.
It
but see, but
it keeps them from being homosexuals.
What
is it with you and the homosexuals?
Somebody's
gonna be gay. They're gonna be gay. That's that.
Right. That was,
we're gonna leave that alone. That's not the topic.
Right.
We don't beat people in America to beat the gay out of you. Yeah. I mean, I know plenty of people that had plenty of butt whoopings while they were little, and they grew up and be gay.
Well, that's
wrong. Why nobody cares about that. That's that. Nobody cares. We're talking about whooping your child to cause emotional damage. Not being gay, but emotional damage.
What did
right?
That's just like beating somebody because they're a certain color. I mean, they can't help with that color.
Yeah, but what is this buttered whooping?
I'm sorry, say it again.
What do you mean when you say whooping the child?
Like spanking, you know, or beating, for, you know, however you want to say it. Like, for example, the question is, can spanking our children lead to them having emotional problems in the future? Now, before you answer, let me elaborate. Like, for example, you know, depending on how a parent can spank their children, because sometimes, you know, I don't know, you can go from different aspects. Like, the child could just be too bad, or the parent could be too hard on the child when it's spanking. It could leave scars, you know, like physical scars and then emotional scars for, you know, 50 years. You know, a 50-year-old can still be thinking about, well, I remember when I was little, my mama hit me like this. You know, it's still there. That's what they mean by emotional problems. It never really leaves them. The second
problem. Papu, you must do your homework. I cannot tell you again. You must do your homework.
Do my homework about what? I'm telling you what the survey's saying. The second part of it is, are there methods of disciplining our children that do not involve hitting our children? And I believe so, but I don't know how effective they are. Because, Tommy, I mean, like, what used to happen to you whenever you was a child? Like, how did your mama discipline you?
I got whoopings. There's a whooping and there's beating, and I got both.
Okay. Well, look at this.
I must know what difference is between whooping and beating.
It's not really different. It's just like tomato, tomato. People say different stuff, like spanking, whooping, beating. You know, same thing.
What does fruit have to do with this conversation?
Okay.
Tomato.
Are you calling an Indian?
Yeah, where are you calling from? I don't understand. What area code is that?
I am calling from New Delhi.
Calling from who?
New Delhi, India.
You listen to us in India.
Okay. Just beside the point.
Okay, yeah.
There's like a little language barrier here.
Yeah. But Mr. Ganji, we're happy to have you on the show, but we just want to get you to understand that, you know, like, there are parents who get arrested for, you know, for spanking their children. Like, for example, there was this story where this lady, she got arrested now. She didn't really spank her child. Her child was doing something bad and got on her nerves. The child was only 2 years old. She took the water hose and sprayed it. It was like a power, it's not funny, it was like a power water hose. And she sprayed the little two-year-old, and she got arrested. See, stuff like that, I think, is like somewhat kind of abuse. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's a little two-year-old. You spraying a little two-year-old with a power water hose. I mean,
if it wasn't actually doing like real damage.
Talk to young man. Consequences. That is not a bad thing. He did bad thing. He had punishment.
Well, it wasn't a man.
Now, how old is your son? You say you was beat with a bamboo stick.
Oh, wow.
Papu was 11.
How old was he when you started whooping him?
Papu, he was 2. You must be consistent in disciplining the child.
Well, yeah, that's true. But, however, I guess a lot of people think that spanking, you know, doesn't have to be a form of discipline. I mean, like really think about it. Really think about it. It's almost like, you know, we're beating. Don't think of a spanking, you know, the way that most people do, but really think of the action. Really is beating a person, you know, to try to get them to understand your point of view, or either they've done something wrong, so you're going to beat them. You know, I think that's, it's just that, it's just the whole process of, you know, you're beating another human being to try to get them to understand their actions. You know, like
well,
some
yes,
people...
cause and effect, you do not want your son to be a rapist.
Say it again.
What happened?
What did you say?
I said, you must beat your son. You do not want him to become a rapist.
Well, I don't know how y'all people, you know, react to things over there or all of that. If you don't beat your child here, that doesn't mean he's going to grow up to be a rapist.
Exactly.
If you do beat your child here, that doesn't mean he won't grow up to be a rapist. If you beat your child here, that doesn't mean he's not going to grow up and be gay. And if you don't beat your child, that don't mean he will be gay.
Well,
the person's going to turn out how they want to be.
Well, no. There are no homosexuals in India.
You just said there were four a while ago.
Well, four, yes. Four, maybe three.
Four, maybe three means there are people.
Yeah.
Everybody doesn't want to be just known to everybody, okay, I'm gay. There's plenty of people that are gay that you don't know of and that you never are gay.
No, though, that does not happen in India. Well, I do not have much more time to speak on your radio show.
Okay, understand. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Ganji, and giving us your thoughts from India. Thank you so much for joining us.
Can I purchase these radio programs?
Can you? I'm so sorry. It's just your language. Can you do what?
I know. I'm trying to slow my English down for you so that you can understand.
Okay, so just say it again, please.
I would like to purchase shows.
You want to purchase like radio?
You want to purchase? We need to talk to mail, but you need to talk to our manager. You want to ask us to purchase?
Well, who do they speak to?
Well, if you go to www.ssbn.net, you should be able to find some
www.ssbn. S.
Are you serious? As an X-ray.
X-ray.
Yeah.
And www.
Mm-hmm.
Then what?
And then X and then two X's like xsbn.net.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Can I just say your English is terrible. I cannot understand your terrible accent.
My English is terrible.
Yes,
coming
yes.
from both sides.
Yeah.
I can understand how you say our English is terrible, but your English is really bad.
Yeah,
No, I speak
your
Queen's
accent
English.
Is really bad.
I do not have accent. I do not have accent.
I mean, I'm not going to be mean, but obviously you don't mind about being mean. You just
How are you going to live in India and talk to somebody in America and say you don't have an accent? That's just crazy.
Yeah. Come
because
on.
Because of British colonialization, when they took over the country, they taught us British English. So now we speak the Queen's English perfectly.
Yeah, this isn't a queen. We don't have a queen. We don't have a king. We have a president.
No, we have a president, yeah.
So this isn't British. This is the United States.
Well, yes, you do have queen. You have Hillary.
Who?
Hillary?
She's queen.
Oh,
she's
man. Where are you from? Come on.
India. I already told you. I'm in New Delhi.
I think you need to pay more attention to whatever you're watching. You know,
well,
we don't have no queen. Hillary Clinton is not a queen. She's not
I must go
really.
There. They are getting ready to run another episode of one of my favorite 80s television programs, Simon and Simon. So I must go.
Okay.
Have a good night.
You as well.
I appreciate your show.
Okay. Bye bye. All right, so if you're still listening in after all that,
I cannot let that go. I have to say something about that. I have to say something. I can't let it go.
Oh, go ahead, Tommy. Well, hold on. Let me say the number, 646-200-3136. Tommy, what's up?
What is up with all of that?
What?
You talking about That was really just too much. Mm-hmm. There's no homosexuals in India.
And there's only four. How does he know? What is he talking about? He confused me big time.
If you beat your child, they won't grow up to be a homosexual?
Yeah.
What? They won't grow up to be a rapist? What? Are you kidding me?
I don't know where people out there
listening, do not listen to that.
Yeah.
Trust me, do not listen to that. That does not work. And I am not a rapist or gay, but I did receive beatings when I was younger, and I grew up with people that received beatings right alongside with me, and they are gay.
Yeah. So.
I don't know.
But getting back into our topic, though. Okay, so, Tommy, so I guess how we can break it down is, you know, children, why do children get beatings? Well, you know, most of the time it is for a form of discipline, you know, to discipline. Can a parent go too far with the discipline? I think so. I mean, I think, you know, like, especially if, like, a parent is really mad at, like, whatever the child has done, you know, that anger is in them. So, you know, so whenever they get that weapon or whatever they get to spank the child, they could maybe beat too hard. And then especially if, like, they do, like, those saying beating, you know what I'm saying? Don't you ever. They're gone forever.
Well, I think a parent should know this is a child. You don't swing on him like he's an adult. I mean, you beat him like he's a kid. I ain't saying you tap on him. You actually, you know, you can spank him, but don't hit him like he's a grown man or something.
Right.
Don't swing on him like you're trying to hit a baseball.
That's true.
Because I beat my nephew. I sure did.
Yeah.
And once he got enough beatings, he did something wrong. I didn't even have to beat him. I go get the belt. And he'd know, okay, straighten up.
Right.
And that's not going to be a continuous thing. Like, just keep running to get the belt. You're going to straighten up and you're going to keep it straight.
Yeah. Because another thing, I mean, you know, you're the grown-up. He's a child. He needs to understand that. And, I mean, spanking really does help, you know, because it kind of fits him like, oh, you know, you don't want to get spanked again or hit again or whatever. So, you know what I'm saying? Because how do you think, you know, a spanking opposed to just time out or taking away their TV time or taking away going outside, do you think that has the same effect?
White kids, no, I'm just playing.
You better stop that.
That's a joke, people. But seriously.
That'll be.
I don't know no statistics on this, but I'm just going to give out a number that I think. Only a small number of kids, something probably around 15% of kids actually will listen to something like that. Do your homework, or I'm going to take the TV, and you won't be able to watch no TV. I'm going to take the computer or your Game Boy or your cell phone. That doesn't really do anything. My mama took my PlayStation. She took my TV. She took my phone and my Game Boy. I got in trouble the next day. It doesn't matter. She gave me a whooping. I got in trouble the next day. Well, no.
Yeah.
I usually wait the day after I got a whooping. But it doesn't matter. Your kids are going to get in trouble. They're going to be a kid.
Yeah, they are going to be a kid. But, you know, I mean, but it is up to the parent to, you know, keep them in line. But, you know, just don't make it come to abuse. Like, for example, like, there are certain things that you can use to spank a child that can be abusing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because, like, I know, like, some people use paddles and switches and stuff. Now, with those switches, y'all got to be careful. Because some of those switches can come into, you know, it can become a weapon, especially if you want to get a rose bush, all them thorns.
Okay, a rose bush, that's not you trying to give your child a spanking. That's you trying to do damage. That's just plain out stupid. That's what that is.
Yeah,
rose
and
bush,
then, like,
water hose.
A water hose. Drop cord.
Anything with metal in it, and if you get a regular switch, just some branch, and beating your child with it, you're going to make cuts in his legs. You're going to get whips on his legs. So if a child was to just, you know, having to wear some shorts or show his teacher, I mean, look at my leg. Okay, they're going to think you are beating your kid to death. So that's just common sense. You don't need to do stuff like that.
Mm-mm. Really don't.
I mean, get a belt, give a child a whooping, be done with it.
Exactly. And then another thing, too, you know, you also got to keep in mind, you know, the age of your child. For example, I mean, even though, you know, the water may didn't really hurt the child, but still, you got to think, it is a two-year-old. A little two-year-old, you got to spray it with a power hose. If the child done something bad, I mean, he's only two, kind of has done nothing too bad. I mean, just, you know what I'm saying, I mean, if he's two, you can spank him, you can just give him time out or something. You don't have to, you know, put water him down, water all in the little two-year-old face. I mean, about to drown a little two-year-old. And she got arrested. Yes, she did. So I'm just telling you. So that's some of the alternatives to spanking. Also, with the survey, let's see, it says you can assign extra chores for the children to do. You know, if you don't want to spank them, you can apply timeouts or more effective and useful forms of discipline than spanking. They also suggest that the key is to be consistent with whatever form of non-hitting discipline that parents choose to apply. So, for example, you know, if you, you know what I'm saying, tell your child they're going to be on punishment for 2 months, you know what I'm saying, let it be 2 months. You got to be consistent. You got to be with it. You can't just go, okay, well, you know, okay, you can have a month or whatever. No, because, I mean, especially if you're not going to hit them, because, you know, you just got to be on it. So, I'm serious.
I'm not going to say punishment doesn't work. Different things work for different kids, but I'd honestly say punishment never worked for me, ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying beat your kids. By no means am I saying that, because, you know, I mean, I'm not going to condone it, but if your kids need a butt whoop that ass.
Yeah. I guess it is, too, different for every child in every situation, because, I do know a lot of people who did get spankings, and not saying they turn out better, but, however, they do have that more of a, well, I'm not going to say they have more of an understanding, because, you know, I'm pretty sure there could be some people listening and saying, well, I didn't get a spanking, I'm okay. But I'm just saying, I guess spankings can, Tommy, what am I trying to say? I mean, I guess I'm, for example, okay, me and Tommy, we got spanked, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we still remember those spankings. I wouldn't really say, well, for me, I wouldn't really say it's like an emotional type thing. I mean, I remember it, but at the same time, I'm kind of happy that I did get it, because like Tommy said earlier, you know, by getting those spankings, it kind of kept us on the right track. You know what I'm saying? Who knows where we could be? Probably we wouldn't be hosting this show right now. You know, we could be wild and crazy. But, getting a spanking, it really gives you that discipline. So I'm not saying, you know, time out or whatever doesn't, but it's just a different type of discipline. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Don't beat your kids till you get tired, either.
Stuff
like that, that's abuse. I give them a beating. It ain't got to be a minute long. It ain't got to be 15 seconds long.
Right.
A couple of pops, your kids are going to cry anyway.
Uh-huh.
You start crying after the first two. So
right.
That.
Right.
I don't know. I'm not saying.
Yeah. I think, too, another thing, too, like, if you let your child know that they're going to get a spanking, you know, just go ahead and do it. You know what I'm saying? Don't have your child thinking that, you know what I'm saying, well, I haven't got a spanking yet, so maybe they forgot. And then while they sleep, you go in there and tear them up.
I've got a couple of those in my lifetime.
That's the worst.
Then she forgot about it. And then next thing you know, you get the covers pulled off while you sleep. You still ain't quite woke up yet, because the covers
just
snapped. And when that first one hits you, pow, your eyes get big. Uh-huh. What the hell is this? Nah, that's wrong. If you tell your child you're going to give them a beating when you get home, whoop when you get home, and let them go about their day, or however you tell them to do it.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, just don't go crazy with it. Give them a spanking, let that be it.
Exactly. You know, I mean, because Yeah, because, I mean, because you can really abuse a child. I mean, like, whenever you start putting, and especially with the whips now, I'm sorry. I mean, now, one thing, I don't agree with switches. I mean, I know switches tear you up, but them switches, they believe in them whips and stuff, and I don't know about them switches.
I've been beat with switches.
No, you haven't, have you?
Switches, braided switches, belt, shoes, fly swatter.
A fly swatter? Damn.
I've known people to get beat with water hose,
boards,
I mean, bed slacks, hangers, wire hangers.
No, that's too much. That's just a high wire hanger. See? So y'all going too far. Y'all need to stop all
boards.
That.
All that stuff now. You know, bed slacks, wire hangers, drop cords, water hose. Now, that kind of stuff.
Don't
and if you beat somebody with switch, don't go crazy with it. I mean, you know, switch things, you ain't got to do a lot.
Exactly. Well, everybody, I said we're 4 minutes down to the show. However, what me and Tommy want all parents to know is, you know what I'm saying, just don't go too far with the beating. If you're going to spank your child, don't go too far. You know, anytime your child is passed out, knocked out, whips, bruises everywhere, you done went too far. And you might look at it, you might get arrested. You know what I'm saying? Children out there, I mean, y'all need to listen to your parents. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you get a spanking, it's not because they hate you. It's because they don't want you to be, you know, crazy. They don't want you to be like our previous caller, you know, talking crazy. They want you to be on the wrong. I was wrong. But no, but seriously, though, I mean, the point is, children, behave. And don't get so wrapped up into the world where you're just out doing anything because, you know, I do agree with spankings. I mean, I don't agree with the abusive spankings, but I do agree with spankings, so that's my
thing. Oh, yeah, and parents, if you have smart kids, just try to avoid whooping them. If they're smart enough to call the cops on you, try to avoid whooping them. And if you have to whoop them, I'd say take the phone out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Try not to leave too many marks.
That's what you do. We want to thank everybody for listening. You stupid. We want to thank everybody for listening to us tonight. I'll just let you know to definitely all the TLC fans, check out Left Eye's website, www.lefteyelegacy.com, and also check out our MySpace page, which is www.myspace.com/realhotfresh. Check us out. Let us know what you think. And we're going to have a lot of new stuff coming out on the page to keep you up to date with what's going on with us. So, you know, we got 2 minutes down to the show, but we can't go nowhere before we do 10 Ways You Know You Ghetto. Tommy, you ready, boy?
Let's hear it.
All right, number 10. You know you ghetto if you and your mom are pregnant by the same man.
Even in the family.
Mama, I got pregnant first bomb. Oh, isn't that weird? That's like, so that means
this,
that
this
your
is,
mama
this
child.
This is your daddy and this is your cousin. What?
That's weird. Ooh,
your
daddy
would be your cousin, and your cousin would be your half-brother.
Your half-brother. Yeah, we're going to move on. That's a bit too weird for my blood. Number 9, you know you ghetto if you're wearing your wedding dress to church. Okay, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to find me a husband, a Lord and a best husband. I mean, you're wearing your wedding dress to church. What's wrong with y'all?
You need a man that bad.
Walking down the aisle. Number 8. Right. Number 8, you ghetto if your idea of small talk is discussing all your ailments you may have. Yeah, you know my back hurt, and I tell you, I'm about to stop working at 9 to 5. It just ain't doing me no good. Ooh, my toe hurt. My feet bad. You know, I can't stand on my feet no more. I mean, that's all you talk about. Oh, who wants to hear all that? You know what I'm saying?
Look at them corns.
Look at them. Yeah, you know, I got this cousin named Tommy. He ugly. I tell you. My bad. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I'll give it a example. Okay.
Go ahead. You can.
Okay, number 7, you know you ghetto if every time someone calls you and they have the wrong number, you accuse them of sleeping with your man. What kind of mess is that? I ain't fucking had a wrong number no more. Ah.
That is one reason you will get broke up for.
Yep. That now, yeah, just ladies, let me tell you, us guys, we do not like it whenever y'all don't trust us. Y'all can't trust us. You're gonna lose us. Period.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, go to white girl.
Yeah. he's talking from experience.
I was just playing. I date all races. I am not a racist person.
You're right, number six. You had them all?
What?
Okay.
Right?
So tell about Chinese people. Oh, my bad. Number six. You know you get when you are talking with a foreigner and they can't understand you, so you just talk louder. Now, how y'all think that's helping? They don't understand your English. Talking louder isn't helping to understand what you're saying. Come on, sir.
You're saying it loud and slow.
You don't have to
get mad at
me. Yeah, can I get a plane ticket? No, I need a plane ticket to Las Vegas, okay? No, that's not helping. No. Number five. You know your mama ghetto if she makes you a fried bologna sandwich for doing the chores.
Here you go, baby. Can I get some milk? No. Go right down. Okay. Have a cup of water.
Get water out the faucet. You remember that? They used to always make us get water out the faucet. You remember that?
I stayed with this one lady. This was one of my friends. She wouldn't let you get water out the faucet.
Oh.
You had to ask for that. And then she tell you no.
Okay. Number four. You know you have some ghetto friends if you see somebody you know on every page of the Slammer magazine that got brought up on charges. Now, that Slammer magazine is a trip. Now, if y'all got to see that. I mean, some of the people in there are busted for real. They done some of everything.
Mm-hmm. I saw somebody new on Jerry Springer.
You saw somebody what?
I knew on Jerry Springer.
I'm sure you did. Number three, you and your family is ghetto if y'all are watching a bug crawl across the floor and instead of killing it, y'all arguing about what kind of bug it is.
That's a roach.
No, that's not a roach. That's a stink bug. That's what that is. That's a stink bug.
Go touch his feet.
Wait, hold on. I don't know. I could be wrong. I see little dots. It could be a ladybug. Now, but it's not a roach. It's not a roach. It's a ladybug. Guess
who's gonna step on it?
Okay. I ain't messing up my shoes. Number two. You know you ghetto when you have to fry everything. So this year for Thanksgiving, you're having a fried turkey, fried ham, french fries, fried squash, and for dessert, you are having fried ice cream.
go ahead and throw up that heart attack.
Y'all better deep fry that turkey.
That's all that is.
Oh, boy. And number one, y'all, you know it's a little rough. Two surfer dudes move in for several months, and when they move out, they are now white thugs with a police record longer than the Bible. Yeah, we do, shawty. That is crump. That is messed up. All right, people. It's been real hot and fresh. Go to our MySpace. Leave your comments, your thoughts, your arguments, whatever. www.myspace.com/realhotfresh. And we are out. Peace.